Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Diane Conklin. Diane is an internationally known marketing and business strategist who has shared the stage with the likes of Joan Rivers, Dan Kennedy, Bill Glazer, Lee Meltier, Harry Dent, Lee Phillips, Fabienne Fredrickson, and many others. In 2009, she was voted runner-up for Marketer of the Year for her innovative marketing strategies and campaigns, helping small business owners use online and offline marketing strategies to outperform their competition. She is an author, coach, consultant, event planner, and copywriter. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Diane.
Well, thank you, Karma. I'm happy to be here.
You're very welcome. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
I would be happy to. Like most things in my life, my journey is a little different and unique than what a lot of folks did. I actually sort of take back just a little bit. Worked for a guy for free in his information marketing business for a year. During that process, and I wasn't 20, by the way, I was in my 30s, but I really, really, really wanted to learn this business. And so during that process, what I did was I was actually in charge of his events. I've always been somebody who loves to be on the stage. I never had that fear of speaking, which I know make me a little bit of an alien. Is it public speaking is like the number one or the number two fear right behind death?
Right.
Never really had that. I guess being a Leo helps me a little bit with that. But I can remember as a kid, you know, standing when nobody was home, I would go up. I don't tell this everybody, but I would turn my toy box right side up and tape it together, and I would give speeches in my bedroom to big crowd. Imaginary, of course, but at that point, I didn't even have a dog to give my speeches to. During this process of this internship, I was put in charge of all of this guy's events, and he did between 4 and 6 events a year. And so as I sort of grew within that, and he knew me pretty well, he started to put me on stage just for educational reasons, you know, to teach things and that sort of thing. And I began to realize that I really, really enjoyed this. And so I began really to study speaking from the perspective of how to be a better just public speaker, and then, of course, how to really sell from the platform and do that effectively as part of the way that, you know, I now earn my money and make my living. But I've studied, like everything in my life, it seems like, I've studied a lot, and I've studied with some of the best speaking coaches. I have a lot of mentors out there who help me that I look to for, you know, a little tweak here, a little tweak there, a little change here, a little change there that I can make so that I'm improving not only my sales, but ultimately what people are doing, the enjoyment that they get, what they get out of the presentation when I do speak from the platform. So that's kind of how I got started. As I said, unique and different from how most people kind of get rolling in this.
Right. Well, you know, your story of giving presentations to your invisible crowds reminded me of my own childhood where I was almost like that. I would do puppet shows. I loved doing puppet shows. And one time I also did a stage presentation in our backyard, but I wore a mask. Because I like being on stage, but I don't like being the center of attention.
That's almost an oxymoron, darling.
I know. It's kind of strange.
Well, you'll be happy to know that today, when I practice, and I practice a lot before I speak, I have 4 dogs who very patiently will sit in the office and listen to me, and sometimes they give feedback, which I'm not sure is good, but I still use that technique today, minus the toy box.
Right. So given your experience and how you fell into public speaking, do you believe that it is a learned skill or something you're born able to do, and why have you come to that conclusion?
You know, I've yet to meet a born speaker. None of us even come out being able to really speak, but I really think it's a learned skill. You know, as we talked about a few minutes ago, people are so afraid of it, but it really is a skill, you know, just like marketing or copywriting or any of the other things that go into business, you really have to learn, you know, how, although you can be conversational when you're on the stage, and I'm not one who believes in the formulas. Walk in the V and do this and don't do that. I mean, I do all the wrong things. I put my hands in my pocket. I've been known to fall off the stage. As a matter of fact, I thought about putting that in because I did so well the first time after I fell off the stage.
Well, if Will Smith can do it, I'm sure you can too.
Right. You know, absolutely. I'm just following the leaders, right?
Yes.
But I really think that it's something that, like most things, if you want to be good at in life, you have to study and you have to learn from the masters and you have to go and listen to people who are very good speakers and take notes, not on what they're saying, but why did they say that and how did they phrase that and positioning, all of those things become so important. They come out and tell a joke and bomb, can they recover from it? Or does the whole energy of the room go down and they never can? So there's so many factors and variables involved in speaking that most people from the front end don't really see. I sort of make the analogy that speaking to me is a lot like running events. There's so many little things that happen behind the scenes before you get there that nobody sees. If it goes off well and they say to you, wow, that was really great, or they buy your product depending upon what kind of speaking you're doing, that's really the just reward. If they think that, even though 90 things went wrong before you got there, then it was a successful presentation on your part because you've done so many of the little things and practiced and studied. I can't tell you how many presentations I've dissected, I guess, for lack of a better word, and looked at from the back end, you know, the words that people use, the phraseology that they use. I do the same thing with my presentations. I go through them when I'm finished and have them transcribed and go through and say, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that, or moving this to there, or those kinds of things, because the whole point is to constantly get better. Just like athletic, I relate a lot of things to athletics because I grew up as an athlete, and it's the same thing. You know, you're constantly practicing and thinking ahead, and pretty soon it becomes not really rote because you're still thinking, but it becomes automatic. You know what the situation is. You know how many outs there are. You know where the ball goes. You know, if it comes to you kind of thing. It's the same way with speaking. You get to the point where you get just so darn good at it that nothing surprises you and there's nothing that you can overcome. You've practiced it all. You've seen it all.
Right. You know, something you said early on when you were answering this question about there's all those techniques that they teach you, and it struck me that it's a good idea to learn them. However, you need to make them your own. They're kind of like the spices and the herbs that are in your spice drawer. You're not going to put them all into the same recipe.
Exactly. And, you know, if you do go to one of these what I call formal speaking kinds of things, they talk about you have to take 4 steps to the left and then back up and 5 steps to the right in this V and then you walk. See, to me, that's all so formal. And you get so caught up in, oh my gosh, I'm 3 steps off. People do that because this is the right way to do this. I think the big key is just go be yourself. Go have fun or not. If you're not a fun kind of person, you know, you could go train if that works for you.
Well, I suppose you could use them as like training wheels. But at some point, you're going to have to take the training wheels off.
Exactly. You know, you use crutches when you need them. And your training wheel example is probably more eloquent than my crutch example. But
it's certainly a lot less painful.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, you use what you have. So if when you're first starting out, if you need to have your speech written out and have it in your hand folded in half in a piece of paper, nobody knows what you have up there. If you need to use a lectern, if you need to use props, whatever it is that you need to use to make yourself comfortable, I'm a big proponent in that.
And you can always grow.
Absolutely. But when you get to the point where you can get up there and be yourself, that's when you'll find that you do better, your sales are better if you're a sales speaker from the back, because people love authentic people. Nobody cares that I put my hand in my pocket. Nobody cares that I occasionally have to wipe sweat off my brow because I'm working at it and giving them so much.
Plus, they probably have all those lights on you. They're hot.
You know, nobody's doing any of those things. So when you can just get up there and forget about where you're walking, and, you know, you don't want to be a ping pong ball or a tennis ball either, but be yourself and deliver a great message, it'll be so much smoother.
That brings up a point. Do you believe that you are a better speaker today than you were, say, 2 years ago?
Absolutely.
I mean, that just illustrates the point that you have to start somewhere and you just keep getting better.
Absolutely. And I'll be better tomorrow than I am today. the more you do it, and then the more you study and go back and analyze, the more you go back to the coach and say, okay, here's this presentation, and this is what happened. Let's go through it. And the more feedback you get, again, from qualified people who can genuinely help you, the better you get every single time.
Now, imagine you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpowers?
They would call me Conklin the Comedian because I have so much fun with my audiences. And it's not about telling jokes, because, you know, you have to be careful with that sometimes, because what I think is, I always think I'm funny, but...
Don't we all?
That's a gift, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you tell something and you offend somebody or it comes off wrong, now you've got another hurdle to overcome. But I really try to go out and just have fun with them and make them laugh and put people at ease and just give them so much great stuff. It would be the comedian and the content thing and just somebody who's just them. It would be the big authentic Leo up there. I have fun with them, and I tell them point blank, you can choose not to laugh. It's okay, because I think I'm funny and I'm going to laugh anyway. So, you know, you can join me or not. It's just very interesting because, you know, I guess in a lot of ways, when we talked about the superhero question, I think of myself that way anyway. When I go out on stage, it's not a big stretch for me to imagine myself as, I don't know that I would go so far as to put a costume on. That's a little beyond my stretchable there, but in my mind, I am a superhero speaker. Every time I walk on that stage, that's who I am. That's what I'm being, because I owe the audience to give them that so that they walk away with as much as they can walk away with.
You make a good point there. It's like, if you can, in your mind, be the hero you want to be the expert, the wonderful speaker that you want to be, you are more likely to be that for the audience because you're evoking what you believe are those excellent skills.
Yeah, absolutely. If I walk up there and I'm going to be timid and shy, I can't share with them my full message. I can't share with them all of the gifts and talents and things that I have to bring to them. And to me, that's what it's about. It's about me sharing, as a coach and mentor, I'm going to steal her line here. It's about me sharing my brownies. Right? It's about me saying to them, here, I want you to have this knowledge and information. Take it, do something with it, or don't. But now that I have given it to you and I've shared it with you, it's now up to you. You don't have any more excuses in this topic area to not take action and to not go out there and now share your brownies and build yourself a better business, doing better things, whatever your topic area is. When I walk out there, I'm the best of the best at what I'm doing, and they're going to get that from me. Matter of fact, a lot of times I actually have a whole routine that I do ahead of time because I get so excited that I actually have to bring that superhero down just a little bit. Like, okay, there.
Otherwise, you'd be manic.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty loud and not in your face. I'm a big personality anyway. And so sometimes, you know, you run out there and do your superhero thing, and they'd be like, whoa, what is this?
Kind of like watching Robin Williams in his earlier years. Actually,
exactly.
He's still that way, but he has toned down just a little bit.
Yep.
So what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that particular superpower as well?
I would say study and get every course there is, because even if you disagree with things, even if there's things in there that you don't want to implement like we've talked about, the bottom line is you can learn from everything that you invest in from a speaker perspective. My theory is if I can take one nugget, if I get one thing out of my investment, then it's paid for itself. Because how many talks does it take you to recover an investment of a $2,000 course or an hour coaching with somebody or whatever it is? But look for the best people out there. And here's a key I would tell you. If you're investing in speaker training or you're investing in a course or anything like that to further your speaking career, you want to invest with people who are speaking now or who have spoken a lot, like Ryan Tracy or somebody like that. Maybe he's not doing as much now, but he was a heck of a speaker in his day, and he is still speaking, because I just heard him actually a couple months ago. But there are, quote, speaker coaches out there that you can invest in, and if you ask them how many times have you been on stage this year, you don't really get an answer. That should tell you something. They're not speaking, but they're coaching it. Well, in the speaker industry, I'm a firm believer that if you're not doing it, it's really tough for you to coach and mentor other people in that. And I love to go to presentations and to events just to study the speakers. So if there's a really great speaker or a great orator like a Les Brown or somebody like that, I'll invest money to go to something just to go hear him. And again, I take notes not from the perspective of what's he saying, but how he put his speech together, and just the technical aspect, picking up a few little things here and there. Maybe it was a closing technique that he used. Maybe it was his introduction that you really, really like. And then incorporate the things that you like into your presentations that you see other people doing. Now, I didn't say steal their stuff. I didn't say that, because that creates enemies in the world.
Yeah, but you don't want those.
But take what they're doing and now make it your own. We use the term a lot, S&D, you know, swipe and deploy, not copy.
Take the essence of what that is and then infuse it into what you are already doing.
Exactly. It'll be amazing how quickly you grow as a speaker and as you develop the skills just by doing that simple thing. But you have to invest in yourself.
That's a lot of the ways that young children learn to do whatever it is they do is they model the people around them. And so this is just another application of that. In fact, as an early writer, some people have actually recommended take your favorite short story and write it by hand, because the experience of writing someone else's words in their rhythm helps infuse in you what that rhythm is, and then you can write your own stuff.
Absolutely. And the key word is write it. You don't sit at the keyboard and type it. The kinesthetic act of you writing that. The other thing that I was going to say is very much in line with what you just said about writing the poems or the copy or whatever is practice, is speak it. You can give your talk in your car on the way to the grocery store. You can give your talk on, or at least part of it, on the way to the airport when you're driving and traveling. I'll tell you the other big key that I do is when I have the recordings of my presentations and I'm giving them, because we all give some talks over and over again, got it in my iPod. And for usually 3 to 5 days before I give the presentation, I listen to it before I go to bed at night. Sometimes I play it during the day in my office so that it's fresh, because your subconscious is still hearing it, even though you're doing other things. And so it's a great refresher for me. What I do is I take my best presentation, which was usually the last one, reading through the transcripts on the airplane on my way to give presentations. I'm typically reading through the transcript, listening to it again on the iPod. So I do a lot of repetition kind of things.
That's an excellent tip.
Helps me a lot.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your unique insights into public speaking with us today.
No problem, Carmen. It was my pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, this is the end of today's session of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.